No. 29th.
Yeah. I don't think so.
What? All right. Now we're not up to Aloche. We're up to the third line down from the top. And we're talking about... we're talking here about a guy who said, my wife should be forbidden upon me today if I eat nevelos and trefus. If I eat a Big Mac. So that's the shvur. Okay? So lo sof dovar. Not only it says your stam, but the Sharia Torah cell changes it to ishti, which I think is more correct. The shvur is on the activity, neder is on the object. Okay? The gav, or the person, the gav, or the chepza. So hot
Jet.
All right.
If you have to strike,
that's right. I should put out my clothes. Okay. Lo sof dovar stop. Not, so again, the Shatir Shel changes it to lo sof dovar ishto. El apilu ploidi. It's not just of his wife, but anybody, right? They can say, shvua, koinam, well, actually not koinam, but shvua, that he won't derive benefit from X, Y, or Z if he has enough from... if he eats Sir Treif today, right? Also, lo sof dovar koilo, it's not just if he's koilo, you know, he says generically, if I eat today, and then it includes nevelos and treifus, which is necessary in order to get a shvua to work on the nevelos and treifus proper, right? Because there the shvua, the subject of the shvua is eating or not eating nevelos and treifus. So since you're Mushba Vayimei Mihar Sinai, since you already have the oath upon riding upon you from Mount Sinai, your personal oath does not take effect unless you actually include other things, right? But here the subject of your oath is not the eating, but rather your wife. So therefore, even the Shua pertains solely and exclusively to the Nevelos and Treifus. It's a valid form of Shua. And if you eat the nevelos and treifus, your wife becomes forbidden upon you. It looks that way, but it's not. The shvua is not to derive benefit from your wife. The condition is that you're not going to is if you eat the nevelos and treifus. That's exactly Mara's point. Right, exactly. Okay? So, lo sof dovar labob, now it really should be reversed here. A bunch of achroim reverse it. Lo sof dovar, the gilin of prime chart there. So, lo sof dovar le shabbat, it's not just about if he took an oath about what he already did, but even on the future. Now, the reason why this is a chiddush is because I might have thought, although what I'm saying, telling you now is my understanding of it, not what the achronim say. I might have thought that specifically on that which already occurred, you can make a shvua which has to do with an iser. Because you already transgressed the iser. So you can make a shvua, you know, did I eat in the veil today? Did I eat the shvua that I ate in the veil today? The shvua I didn't eat in the veil today? But it's not just that. Since here again, the shvua is really on your wife. The condition is on the veils and treifas, so it can even be in the future. That if I eat in the veils and treifas today, then my wife will be lost upon me even in the future. And lo sof dovar rabbanon, it's not just going to rabbanon, el afilu should be Rabbi Shimon. That's Megillat Ephraim. In other words, I want to explain that, although I didn't say Megillat Ephraim doesn't say this, but this I think is the pshat. That I might say we're only according to Rabbanon, you do the Nevelos and Treifus, because Rabbanon are the ones who say that the Nevelos and Treifus are also the Kezias. So how do you make the Nevelos and Treifus a shvua work on the veils of Chavis by taking the shvua less than the gezayis, because then, you know, we said last night, because then the shvua take effect, because it's not necessarily the raisa yet. No, even according to Rabbi Shimon, says Rabbi Kiva, I'm turning to Rabbi Shimon, or the friend does, even according to Rabbi Shimon says, the veils of Chavis also in a mashu. Nevertheless, here again, since you're taking the shvua not in the veils of Chavis, they're just the condition. The veils and trefis are the condition for asking your wife, which is the main subject of the shvua. So therefore, you can take the shvua even if we're going to Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, even though there's no way to make the shvua which directly pertains to veils and trefis, when they made the condition, that's okay, the shvua takes effect. Finally, lo sof dovar in the veils and trefis, el afilu offer. It was actually quite fascinating. If a person said, my wife should be also by me if I eat dirt today, is there such thing as eating dirt? It's not a chilo, right? It's not a form of eating. So I can take such a shvua. Right. So therefore, the thing is, nevertheless, the shvua does take effect. It's not of the, not the, why? Because Shai Tzisrael says the first words from the next Gemara belong over here. It says, Elohaya Rotze Lehodoslo. He wanted a plot in order that people should concede to him that his wife is forbidden to him. Meaning, he wasn't really caring about the language of eating, not eating, dirt, not dirt. He was just trying to find an excuse to make his wife osser on him. So therefore, we're not going to be sticklers for his language. The shvua is going to take effect nonetheless.
Similar to what we just had, you were lined up, because the
shvua
is on the wife now,
where the right. Well, the premise for everything which you learned so far tonight is that the shvua is not on the neveis treif; it's on the wife. Exactly. Okay. Lochay. Echad varim shlatmo. Both things of himself. Echad varim shalcherim. Bad things belong to other people. Echad v'am shesh ben mamish, things which have substance. Echad v'am shesh ben mamish, or things which have no substance. All those things can be the subjects of a shvur. Something which does have substance, like sleep, right? There's no substance to it, but it can be a subject of a shvur. You can't make a netter on sleep because it's not an object, but you can make a shvua on sleep because it's an activity. Ketan, how so? Amar shvua shenishet and lish ploni v'shaloetan. Either I'll give something to so-and-so or I won't give it. Shenasati, that's in the future. Shenasati that I gave, v'shalonasati or I didn't give, that's in the past. V'shishon that I will sleep, v'shaloishon that I did, that I'm not going to sleep. Sheyoshati, that was in the future. Sheyoshati, Shleyoshati, that's in the past, that I slept there, I did not sleep. Shezrok, Tzroliyah, that I'm going to throw a stone into the sea. Yeshalo, that's future. Vishalo, Zrok, or I won't throw, it's also future. Shezarakti, that I threw a stone into the sea. Vishalo, Zrokti, or I didn't throw a stone into the sea, that's in the past. Rishmo, Mer, Inu Chayv, El Osid Lavo. Rishmo says it's only a Chayv, a Korban. For Shvua, if it's on the future. Shneimat says, Lehara, to do good in the future tense, Oleitim, to do bad, Oleitim, or do good, or both are future tense. I'm Rabbi Kiva, Kiva said, Kain, if you're going to learn that specifically, because the tense, also learn it specifically, it only applies to things where there's good to be done or bad to be done. Things which are neutral. I mean, now we know that you can also take a shvua concerning them. So he said, because of extraneous words in the pasuk. So he said, if the extraneous words in the pasuk teach you other areas, whether they're good or even they're not good or bad, so too, say the same thing is true. That even about the past, not just about the future, a shvua may be taken which will generate the liability of having to pay a carbon shvua.
It's
Kyle Pratt.
Yeah.
Mark's going to discuss that.
No, something else. Just the whole idea of Rebbe is almost extraneous.
it is kind of weird. I agree with you about that. I don't know. I can't help do anything about it.
It's almost as if...
Because he holds a deep breath of Gloucester.
There's a philosophical debate. This is not just a drush. It was a philosophical debate going on
throughout Shas, sure.
Laura Hated, he said Laura Hated knows that Rabbi Shmuel is so like symptom of Laura Hated that they should adopt the limit that to all the Shmuels, that it should only be good or bad, nothing about anything else. But Elamite, that's not your approach. So I think Rabbi Shmuel has been, whole tables have been turned here. I
don't think I recall in preparing that the Gemara does actually make a big tzimtzum out of it, though. But I agree with you that the Gemara probably should have. You're good. No, that's good. That's good. Because you're right. We have to stress that throughout Shas, Rabbi Shmuel is not so medactic on Lashon. Okay, so in any event, the first five words on this page were reiterated at the end of the previous Gemara. Rabbi Hashem Shmuel said, Shmuel shenos am pleni l'pleni mono. Interesting halacha. Rabbi Bo said, I didn't have time to look up the Bavli today, and I have zero recollection of the Bavli in Shavuos. I don't remember. So this is no riot. I just don't remember that the Bavli is discussing this. Rabbi B'Shem Shmuel said, Rabbi Bo said, name Shmuel, Shavuos shenos am pleni l'pleni mono. What if I take a shmonat in my own activity, but what somebody else did? Okay, that Reuven gave Shimon $100. V'nim tzeh shlo nosa. It turns out that Reuven never gave Shimon $100. Since you cannot cause Shimon in the future, Reuven to Shimon, to give Shimon in the future $100. Therefore, it's also not in your hands retroactively. Now, this is a fundamental issue. In order to, even according to Rabbi Akiva, holds your chayev on, if you lie in a shvua, both on the past and in the future, that's only if the shvua is susceptible to the past and the future. The shvua is only susceptible to the future, the future is only susceptible to the past, not to the future. They don't bring carbon if you lied in that shvua. This is a classic example. You can say shvua that Reuven will give Shimon $100, right? And you can compel perhaps Reuven to give Shimon $100, maybe, right? You can compel Reuven to give Shimon $100, right? Because you'll never be able to compel that. It's not, he has free will. He could choose not to do it, right? So therefore, it's something which is out of your hands. It's not something which is in your capacity, l'harao le'itiv, to do good or to do bad. And Shavuot has to do concern something which is l'harao le'itiv, which is under your capacity to do good or do bad, right? So therefore, even if that type of Shavuot does work on the past, well, it's the past you're testifying to a historical event, not to what's going to happen and what you can do, but to what actually did occur. So nevertheless, since it doesn't work in terms of the Laba, there's no such thing as they making Shvuah Shvuah effective. And there is no such thing as lying on such Shvuah. Therefore, there's no such thing as Karman Shvuah. There is also no Karman Shvuah on the past concerning such a Shvuah.
There's always a possibility that it can occur.
Right, but it's out of your hands. It's just be leha rao leitiv that you can't compel the good or the bad. Okay? You take the ra to cause evil to occur, to cause good to occur. Okay? So it says, Gemara, Rabbi Yisr, it says, question, right, tefillin. What about tefillin? Ein biyadol labo, ein biyadol shavar. Ein ben labo, yesh ben shavar, I did. Tefillin, there is no capacity. If a person says a shvua, you can't take a shvuah of the future. Why can't you take a shvuah of the future? Because it's your act, right? It's a chav. Why can't you take a shvuah of the future? No. Why can't you take a shvuah about tefillin in the future? Right. Very good. Because you're mushba voy me varsina. You're ready to have an oath from God to put on tefillin. So you can't, they can tamper with that oath. So therefore, you couldn't, shouldn't be, if you can't tamper with the oath in the future, so therefore, you shouldn't, it wouldn't be, you shouldn't be chayav korban shvuah for the past either, right? If it said shvuah that I didn't put on tefillin today and it turned out that you did, or vice versa. So say, I read tefillin, ain't been rabbah, because it's matzah, it's taking a shvuah on what you already mushba vayimar sinai, that which you already took a shvuah matzane. If yesh ben lilith shabban, the halach is, if you took a shvuah that you put on tefillin today, and it turns out you lied, you're bringing korban shvuah, or vice versa. How come? Because the shvuah can't be flipped from future to past and past to future, so it shouldn't be generated korban shvuah. Almost they said a fascinating answer. They said, "Tefillin mimakam mimakam acher bo." Tefillin, really, they are susceptible to the future. I mean, it's something which you can do or not do. The fact that it's mushavav mi'ar Sinai is like a extrinsic impediment to the shvuah taking place, but there's no intrinsic impediment. The intrinsic impediment is when it's a part of shvuah which considers a third party. Then you can't compel anything. But when it's you, the party of the first party who's taking the shvuah, so then since you can compel it to change either for good or for bad, even though in this particular case You can't make the shvuah because it's making mushba shvuah, so which mushba vayme me'ar Sinai, so when you're ready, there's a shvuah upon you from Mount Sinai. Nevertheless, since that's only an extrinsic impediment, not an intrinsic impediment, so therefore, when it comes to retroactively taking shvuah, whether you put on tefillin yesterday or didn't put on tefillin yesterday, so then that's a valid shvuah in order to make you have to pay a korban shvuah. Okay, bring a korban shvuah. So that's what it says here. Amalos, they said, "Tefillin yomokam acher bo." La'ra, what's the mokam acher? La'ra uleitiv, that to do good or to bad. Ma'atov reshus, just like doing good is an option. Afara reshus, so to the bad has to be an option. Yotzadov reshus, as opposed to say which is prohibited, such as not to put on tefillin. Bidav reshu heter, and something which is permissible where it can't. I guess heter mir means a mitzvah. A mitzvah, you can't, you don't have options. You have to do what it says, what the mitzvah is. Okay, it says more for the chol asher yivate, it should be yivate o odom. Anything a person expresses, that's the basis for a korban shvuah. So we say pralakotas precludes minors. They aren't being korban shvuah, even though they can make a shvuah. Once they're how old? 12. 12 for a boy, 11 for a girl. Mufla son, mechlish. So they can make a shvuah, nevertheless, they don't bring a korban shvuah on it. Okay? Till they're 13 and 12, respectively. Okay? No. I think it's not at all clear the father's responsible for his kids since. It's a popular idea much more than it has, it seems to me, basis. I mean, there's a limited responsibility, but not major significant, because he's not a bar das. Anyway, so a person has to be aware of the shvuah he's taking, meaning prat laudus, as opposed to somebody who is compelled to take a shvuah. Now, compelled here doesn't necessarily mean physically compelled, but rather it means what? Yeah. Let me give an example though. Like he thought that he's not going. He thought he didn't eat meat this morning, and then it took a shvuah they didn't eat meat. Right? It turns out he did eat meat, but he thought he didn't. So that's a adam b'shvuah. He's onus. He's being compelled by what you called before. His cognitive awareness, right? So that's his compelling, not just physical force, but cognitive awareness or lack of awareness. Okay? Vanilla Mimo, in order to be incorporated, it has to be hidden from you, problem Mason. Suppose something intentionally transgressed the Shvuah. Vanilla Mimo Shvuah, ask Gemara, or actually, rather, Gemara says, it has to be forgotten from him when he transgresses the Shvuah. In other words, he shouldn't be amazed. What does he have to forget when he transgresses the Shvuah? He has to forget the Shvuah itself. Says, well, why? Maybe what he has to forget is the object. That's an interesting thing. In other words, you can forget two things, kind of like Shabbos, right? There are two things you possibly forget when taking a Shavua B'Shogi, right? You either took the Shavua, this is the object which is forbidden by the Shavua, right? So it says, the only one which works in order to be in Korban Shavua is where you forgot the Shavua, not the that the object is included in the Shavua. So it says, maybe it's even if he forgets the object. That's where the pasuk says, "Bishvua vanela." I'm in the shvua, and it shall be hidden. But vanela metal from him. I'll tell him shvua chayv is liable on forgetting the shvua, but ain't no chayv. I only claim it's not, I'm forgetting the object. Now, the next line and a half I want to replace based on the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael. Shari Torah Yisrael says, instead of the next line, till the word Shtaim, he says, V'yei chayv al helim chayvitz kal helim shvua. Why? Why can't you be liable for forgetting that this object was the topic of your shvua? Why can't that work? So it says, Amar Krabi Shmuel, because Kohen Krabi Shmuel, the Amar says, chayv al helim tuma. Rabbi Shmuel holds that you're chayv on helim tuma, and actually, it's part of the question. I'm sorry, it should be like this. We're chayv al helim chayvitz kal helim shvua. Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Shmuel, I'm chayv helim tuma helim mikdash. Right, Rabbi Shmuel, by carbon of the year, either you're chayv if you forget either the tumo or forget the mikdash. So to you should be chayv whatever you forget. Either you forget the whether you forgot the shvua, whether you forgot the object. So says Gemara, Tamoksi v'nelim modus shnei pamim. By the case of a chatas, it says he forgets twice. So therefore, we assume whatever you forgot, when you forgot the tumo, if you got the object, same thing. Right? But here it says, it which shall be forgotten for him. Achas, you can only forget one thing. So what is the one thing you can forget? You know, I'd still be liable to Korban Shavua, the Shavua, but not the object. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ata Yocho Nishma La Rala Achem Yechayev. If somebody takes a shvua to do bad to others, is he liable if he doesn't fulfill the shvua? So I take a shvua to trip you up in a banana peel. If I don't, am I considered to be a rasha for having not kept my shvua? Okay, legitimate question. So it says the Gemara that Tam Lomer La Raleti. No. Rabbah says La Rao Leitiv means it has to be an optional activity. Because just like Leitiv is an optional activity, so too La Rao must be an optional activity, right? If it's a forbidden activity, such as causing people to slip up on banana peels, then that's not considered to be a legitimate La Hara. La Rao means to make a bad choice, but not an austere choice. What?
What's an example of
to eat too much food. You know, to do something which is unhealthy to yourself. Okay? Says the Gemara, Otsi Nishma La Ra'al Chaim Sheh Potter. Because they deal with other people, and therefore it's not a proper shvua. And says the Gemara, it should be kahu, I think. Kahu like the individual. This is an example. Person the mishtabel who takes the shvua lo mita lechavrei mechol. He's not going to give his friend something to eat. So this is not a good shvua. Why? Because chamsei mefarper. If he sees him dying, if you have, hopefully he's going to give it to him, right? So therefore, that's not a case where that's a case of. That's a case of it's not a right, so you can't pay So the shvuah not to the shvuah to do bad to others is not a valid shvuah because you have to be able to correct it whenever necessary. Okay. Says the Gemara, "Hey, Rabbi Shmuel Dorish, how does Rabbi Shmuel Dorish say it's only shvuahs on the for the future, not on the past?" So that's like this. Oh, nefesh kishta shava levatei b'spasayim. If a person takes an oath to express something with his lips, cloud, that's a generality. Lo rao leitim, for good or for bad or for good, prat, that's a specification. Cloud, if that's the case, cloud prat would be a cloud generalization, with prat and specification. Im kal mash beprat. They only include things which are mentioned specifically in the prat, which of course would be very slim pickings indeed. So it says Marvalo, Aimer Prat Eladvorim Shayesh Bayam Ravatov. I'll be there as it may. Lamaisa, there's only things. If you're going to learn a cloud prat, so then it should only be things in which there are is good and bad, or doing good and doing bad. So what would that exclude? Yeah, that's what it sounds like, but that can't be one thing. Okay, and what's going to resolve this? So the Mara says, in the meantime, it's always stuff which has immediate good and bad. So it says, Mara, Ella, Tapetes, I am out, Ella, Kini, La Raul, A.T., this is the way to read it. La Raul, A.T., Prat. Maybe we'll read it like this. La Raul, A.T., is a just specification. Kola, Shariva, A.T., expresses as a cloud. Prat to cloud, so then it's a cloud, Prat to cloud, and now for Kola, be cloud. And everything is included. Well, if you include everything, then Reba, Dvorim, Shein, La Shavar. Should include shvuos in the past too. No, it's not so fast. I go.
Sorry, you better put your jacket back on.
The we're asking like this. We're asking Rabbi Shmuel be manushok. If you go to learn a cloud prat or a prat to cloud, you're stuck. Because Rabbi Shmuel, if you're going to learn that it ain't a cloud el mashkur prat, which is principle cloud prat, so that. Okay. If you're going to learn the aim of cloud elamash for prat, then the prat is only talking specifically about things where there is haron atov. There is good or bad, not anything else. So any shvuah would not have to do with doing good or doing bad, meaning physical or spiritual good or physical or spiritual harm, should not be about shvuah. If you're going to learn that it's a prat cloud, and that includes things not mentioned in the cloud, so it should include even shvuahs on the past. And Rabbi Shmuel only says you're liable to shvuahs in the future, not shvuahs in the past. So how do you make the drosha work out according to Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel needs to learn a prat, which is malbe, at the same time is memait. It includes, at the same time excludes. It's got to be that it includes stuff other than straight up low rally doing good and doing bad. Yet at the same time it excludes cases of shvuos on the past and only includes on the future. So how do we get to such a position? That's what the Gemara is bothered by. Okay, how do we... So the idea is obvious. The solution is obvious. So what we've learned is either klal or prat, or prat or klal. What should we do? Now the Gemara is going to say that. The Gemara didn't say that till now. So it says, the Gemara says, so rather says my elkini, top of... Protop this Iraf. Kila Raul Ativ is a prat. The Choshe Vate is a cloud. So then the cloud who prat. I'm sorry, I went back. That's all part of the question. I'm sorry. Prat to cloud, our Kobe cloud should include everything. So Riva Dvarim Shane Lyle, the Shavar Chosen, include Shulos on the past. El Akini, right, is the way to do it. On Avishki Sushaval Vate, cloud. That's a generalization. That's a specification. Everything will be expressed. It's a generalization again. Generalization, specification, generalization. It's got to be similar to the prat. What's similar to the prat mean? My prat, it's just like the prat is explicit. The volume. Maybe the Shai Teres Yisrael says there's a whole line missing from the Yerushalmi. It's probably right. It should say, Dvarim Shehem Lahaba. You don't have this. Say that you're going to happen in the future. Av Kol Shehem Lahaba. So to any of those happens in the future. And that, Omele Rabbi Kiva still don't have this. Rabbi Kiva tell him, he can't. That's case. Ein li ela Dvarim. Go back to the Gemara. Dvarim Shesh Bem Ha'Loh Abato. But you have to be a little good and a little bad. Udvorim Shebohem, I love, I told me not. How do these are sort of little good and little bad? Armelos, they said, Miribuyakosiv. Again, Rabbi Shmuel said from the Ribuy. But now we understand, what does the Ribuy mean? What does Ribuy mean according to him here?
Expands.
What expands?
Only possibilities.
How do you learn out? Cloud, prat to cloud. Ke'ena prat. Similar to the prat, but not mamish the prat. That's his answer. The Ribuy Kosev is the last prat. So Rabbi Akiva holds, because Rabbi Akiva, that's his whole Torah, and Ribuy, Milt, and Ribuy. So therefore, Ribuy Kol includes everything. What does it include? Even Shavuos on the past. Rabbi Shmuel learns klal prat to klal. Ein b'klal mashe prat means has to have two similarities, and the second similarity is it also could be only on the future, not on the past. Okay. Okay. So that's what it says. So Gemara. Well, I guess the more backhandedly is kind of dealing with your complaint on the Mishnah. Not explicitly for sure. So, Amalos, they said, Riba Akosav Lekach. So, Rabbi Kiva said, if it works for one, it should work for the other. So, the Gemara says here, Lacey, you can't say that the Mar Rabbi Hila B'Sherim B'Lozer, because where is the name of Rabbi Lozer? But the Shaitan so changed, takes out the word Lacey, Yachl, the Mar, and I'm talking not so comfortable with them as well. So, I'm willing to take them out. So name had to be like this, Rabbi Leo, Rabbi Hila B'Sherim B'Lozer said, Kach Meshiv, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Shmuel learned Rabbi Akiva. Matzinu Dvarim Shechayam V'Naus Donot, so this is how we responded to Rabbi Akiva, excuse me. Matzinu Dvarim, we find things Shechayam V'Naus Donot Mishum Shvua Sheker. I mean, to ask you a question. Do we find Matzinu Dvarim Shechayam V'Naus Mishum Shvua Sheker V'Leila Mishum Shvua Zvitui? He says, look it, a shvua about the past. If you took it intentionally, what kind of shvua is that? The shvua sheker. It's a lie. For shvua sheker, do you bring korban? No. Okay. If you took it about the past unintentionally, then you're going to say all of a sudden that it's a what? What, shvua shav? Right. Shvua's bitui, as it's called here, not shvua shav. Shvua's bitui. An expressive shvua. Remember, says Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Akiva, you want to say that things which have to do with the past, which if I lied under oath, they wouldn't be, if I was called to witness and I lied about what happened in the past, I perjured myself, that's not called a shvua bitui. That's called a shvua sheker. I lied, right? But you want to say if I did it b'shogi, if I did it unintentionally, that I'd be in a karma because all of a sudden it reverts to a shvua bitui. Shvua bitui is a promise to do something which wasn't fulfilled. It's not a lie. Right? That's where Shmuel's bothered by in the dress of Rabbi Akiva. You're saying lies are also Shmuel's Bitu. It's not true. Shmuel's Bitu is a separate form, a separate category. It's not the same thing like a Shmuel Sheker, which is a lie. So therefore, if I'm talking about the past, it's a lie. It's not a Shmuel's Bitu. And if Shmuel lies, there's no corporate Shmuel. Okay, that's Rabbi Shmuel's question, Rabbi Akiva. So again, let's see what Shechavim. I was going to Shu Shmuel Sheker, but Lem Shu Shmuel Zbitui. So as Rabbi Yosivi Ney, why didn't Rabbi Shmuel also ask him, Otsino Darvish Chavim is Donum Shu Shmuel Sheker, maybe Kolban? Do we ever find something where, if you do have amazing, right, if you lie intentionally, then you get flogged because of Shmuel Sheker and you bring a Korgiyat at the same time bring a Korban? How could such a thing possibly be? In other words, what's the problem? Yeah, Shavuot Shek, I guess, doesn't generate a chi of carbon. It's only a Shavuot Bitui. So that's why he's saying, Shavuot, where you promise to do something, you didn't do it, which is not a lie. So that's what Mar is asking. So Mar says, Rabbi Shavuot could have asked that. Since in the mazin it's considered to be a sheker, how could it be a carbon on the shogeg? There's no such thing as a carbon on the shogeg, a shvua sheker. Right, the Gemara doesn't answer that. But it does say, Omele, and this is what Rabbi Akiva says, speaking to Rabbi Shmuel, V'yis l'chot varim she'im b'em ha'rov etov, and this is a separate issue. We said to him, are there things which don't have ha'rov etov, v'leisan and k'sivin, and are not mentioned? Where do you find such a thing as things which don't have good and bad, which are not mentioned in Tanakh? Some places said, Apagav disli dvorim. I'm sorry, that's not really what it means. Rabbi Akiva said, V'islach dvorim she'im b'marov atov av le'on on k'sivin. I understand. Look, you hold that stuff which doesn't have a ro'on atov is also susceptible. You can see it to me is also susceptible to the shvua. Doesn't mean that there's good and bad, actually. Even stuff that's susceptible to good and bad. The ray can be a shvuas bitui, right? So what do you care that shvuas in the past do? It's almost a baobatish question. So if you don't mind adding into the case of shvuas bitui an issue where where there is no actual good or bad, but rather very tenuous figurative good or bad, what do you care to add into the pot, also the past as well, right? The shavar, whether he did or didn't. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel said, Avagav, the three lines before the Mishnah, Avagav disli dvarim she'ein bam harav atava, in the oath, it doesn't have to be something which strictly has good and bad involved of it. It should be here, instead of lace, it should be the lace in the lace inun ksivim, even though they're not, which are not written, nevertheless, is behold mishum, it should be instead of in, it should be is behold mishum harav atova. There still is good and done, with bad, which is shaykh to them. How nishul l'sha'avar lace, however, shvu in the past cannot be, and it should say here, leisu labo is not on the future. Let me explain what that means, because it's obviously very unclear what I just said, which is that it's like Migo, Rabbi Shmuel is saying. Migo meaning since. In other words, sin. The reason why on a shvua, even though it's not directly pertaining now to good or bad, the shvu takes effect. And therefore, if it didn't work out, you bring a korban shvua, is because in that case, it's possible that it'll come to Aron Hatova. It's possible that whatever you're being nishban, whatever activity might lead to something good or might lead to something bad. might have beneficial impact, might have negative impact. Right? The Shvuah might have, even if it doesn't seem directly to have good or bad benefit, it can have good or bad benefit. Yeah, let's say a person had a Matzuk Shvuah that he's going to eat figs today. Says Pashas, is that not La Raul Leitim, right? Although it might be, so it might not be an example. You'll see what I'm trying to bring out. So then somebody comes down and says, okay, you took that Shvuah. We're only going to give you today to eat figs. Right? That's the only thing you can possibly eat today. And you just took a Shvuah not to eat figs. So in that case, it didn't start out being Lahara, because he had other foodstuffs. But now it became Lahara, because there's nothing else to eat. So that would be a case where it's not initially Lahara, but it came to be Lahara. So we say that something which, even if it didn't start being Lahara, since it can come to be Lahara, so it has the advantage as if it's Lahara. But something which started out in the past can never become an event in the future. Right? Either happened or it didn't happen. So everybody says that that's not there. There's no switch over to talk about the there's no switch over to talk about the future because it's not a natural progression. So therefore those are things that she excludes from the concept of Shvuah between. Did I make it any clearer this time? No? Okay. Okay, let me try again. I'm glad I made it clear for you. Again, the case is like this. We need to... Rabbi Shmuel says, if I can bridge, even remotely, from the type of shul we made to one of the types of shul made in the Torah, so then that's included. And I can bridge between a shul made on a generic issue, which doesn't seem to be good or bad, too good or bad, because it can very quickly and unique events or certain circumstances will become a good or bad issue, right? Even I take a shvuah not to take any figs on Tu B'Shvat, right? That seems innocuous. It could be very quickly descend to be a very meaningful shvuah, which might deprive me of my whole food source for the day because there won't be anything else to eat on Tu B'Shvat except for figs or bucks or whatever it is. So, but there is no such continuum. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds that's in the continuum of shvuahs which the Torah said on that you bring a korban shvuah. But there's no continuum between the past and the future. So if I made a the Torah gives as a case of shvuahs bitui, shvuahs which have to do with the future. A shvuah having to do with the past is not on a continuum, on a sliding scale as it were to Raul Etiv. It's very different from Raul Etiv. So Rabbi Shmuel says that's not included in the parameters of what the Torah says, future tense. Okay? It's something which doesn't expand in that direction. It goes off in a different direction. Is that clear enough? Okay. Rabbi Kivo. Right. Right, same idea. That's right. Okay. Halach above. Nishma levatel sa mitzvah. If somebody took a shvuah to not to fulfill mitzvah, below b'itel, and took a shvuah, not going to put on tefillin today, but he put on tefillin. Part 3 is exempt. Okay, l'kayim since he made a shvuah to put on tefillin, below kiyum, he didn't put on tefillin today. Part 3 also exempt. By the way, it's interesting. That's why, let's say if you didn't say tachnun, right? If you didn't say tachnun. Let's say you say Tachnun 3 days in a row, which you have, right? Yet the next day you don't say Tachnun. Not because it's the day you don't say Tachnun, but because you decide to skip it. So that's Lomaisa, every time you do something 3 times, you should need a Heter Nedarim until you, before you, to don't do it.
That's where I'm at.
So Lichlera, how can you skip Tachnun, right? No, so the answer is that there's no on davening. It doesn't pass shvuos and nedarim because it's all part of the mushra of Yemei Mar Sinai issue. Okay.
Because he on the side says that
So you already had a shvur from Har Sinai what to do, to follow the words of the rabbis.
Yes, of course.
So it's not, it doesn't take on the category of a shvur. So let's say even you said Psukhi the Zimra every day, and one day you come late, you can't say Psukhi the Zimra, right? Yes. I never say Psukhi the Zimra, it doesn't matter, yeah. Psukhi
Zimra.
Yeah. An archaic part of the prayer book. Yeah, we haven't gotten that yet. That's later in the parak. Okay, we're giving away the future. What? No, it was a joke. Okay, the inside joke. So nishma avato zavitzel lo bitel potel. Kaims, it's also if you took a shvur to fulfill a mitzvah, but lo kiv, you didn't fulfill your potel as well. Shabbat it should chayiv. Logic should dictate that you're liable. What logic dictates that? If optional activity, shayna mushpala mir Sinai, which you're not commanded to do already from Mount Sinai, hareu chayvalef, you're liable if you do or do not do it according to the terms of your shvua mitzvah shu mushpala mir Sinai, where you are obligated from Mount Sinai. And in the Chayav, it's not logic that you should be liable if you transgress the terms of your shvuah. Amalosa, they said to him, not a good logic. If you set by an optional shvuah, you can also be lafkein, where no is can be the same as yes. In other words, it's shaykh leharau leitiv, positive and negative. As opposed to terms of shvuah, mitzvah shlosa ba lafkein, you don't have a choice. You can't say, couldn't take a shvuah in either direction. You could, but one of them would be a transgression. Okay? So I might be mother and I said, Kinimas is the way to Mishnah Chayav Tiver Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseira. Now that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseira said, oh, I could have said a lum this to say you're liable for taking a shvuah against the Torah. No! He says, you're taka liable. You are liable if you take a shvuah against the Torah and then don't fulfill the shvuah. Says the Gemara, Ma Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseira, that's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseira said, is by Shal Yisurin, is by other Yisurin. Meaning, it means also, it's really a question. Is it, our mission is talking about mitzvah. You know, doing a mitzvah, to do a mitzvah, to not do a mitzvah. What about a shvut to do an avera, to not do an avera? Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseira also say there, you're bound by terms of your shvur only by a mitzvah. So as far as what's the example? Shvur sh'ochon nevela, v'lo achla. First take a shvur to eat a nevela, right? Which is shvur to transgress an avera. So there, if he doesn't eat it, the Gemara is willing to say, you know, there it's Pashini's Potter. Because that, for sure, is going to come to Mount Sinai. That's not a valid shvur. But rather, a question like this. Are my shvur sh'ochon nevela? For took a shvur that he's not eating the vela, but achal, he ate in the vela. So we say, besides transgressing the Torah's prohibition, he also transgressed his own shvur. Says more, no, you're not. He's not chayev. Because in Tamer chayev, you're going to say that he's liable, but you'll see that in the Mishnah should have mentioned it. He should have asked the Kasha, Lo'emart v'shvus ha'reshus sh'asabal lavkeim v'hein kalav. They should have said, when they argued with him, they should have said also, not just by shvus v'shus, Shavuos only, optional Shavuos. Are you live on Korban Shavuos? Because you could say yes or no like yes. Tamar, as opposed to, it should say B'Shavuos Iser, as opposed to Shavuos concerning a prohibition. Shavuos Ba'Ein Kalav, where you don't have an option for yes like no. So there, the mission didn't say that though. The mission said Shavuos Mitzvah. Mishnah didn't discuss Shavuos Isser. If Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseira also argued by Shavuos Isser and said a guy who took a Shavuah not to eat treif, and ate treif is liable also for the Shavuah besides the treif, so then the Mishnah should have not just mentioned the issue of Shavuos Mitzvah, a guy who had took a netter to put on tefillin, then put on tefillin, but also Shavuos Isser, a guy who had a mind to, a guy who took a shvur to not eat Isser, and yet nevertheless went and did it. So it must be that in the Krimzah Avera, there Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseira agrees, because we never find Chal Rabbanu disagreeing with him. He holds by other Isurim and a Chanami that the shvur doesn't take effect because you're mushma by Har Sinai. Okay? It's only by mitzvahs it can take effect, but not by Isurim. By mitzvah, you can make a shvur on top personal diligence, but by Yisroel there's no such thing as Tarazin, and there's no such additional Shua. Okay, as Herr Lishua is Rishus Minayin, I know that by a Shavua you are forewarned not to cancel your Shavua by an optional Shavua, which you have a Shavua concerning an optional thing. I'm Rabbi Yosef Bar Rabbi Yosef said, Lo Yachod Baro. How we learn Yachod Baro, Lo Yachod Baro Chulish, should not make his words defiled. Okay, so it means you have to keep your Shavuas. Shavua Shalocha Kikarzu. Bread says, Shavua, I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. Shavua Shalocha Lena, Shavua, I'm not going to eat it. Shavua Shalocha Lena, Shavua, I'm not going to eat it. Vachla Nilu to eat it, and Uchai Velachas. He's only liable to one korban. Why is that? We'll see in the Gemara. Zui Shavua's Bitui. Until now, everything discussing is a constant Shavua's Bitui. An expression of Shavua where you misspoke either because you're not going to do what you said you did, you're going to do something you say you're not going to, or according to Rabbi Akiva, you didn't do what you said you did, or you did do what you said you didn't do. Okay? So that's those are Shavua's Bitui. If you do it intentionally, as Zonah Makos get flogged, or she goes, if you do it unintentionally, carbon oil of the earth, you're being the carbon oil of the earth. Says the Gemara, Shavua Shocha Kikar Zayoy, President of the Shavua is going to eat this loaf of bread today. Vavra Yom, and the day passed, Ve'achala, and he ate it after the day was over, meaning too late. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lokesh Tarvein Ramin Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lokesh both said he's exempt. Why? Says Marlo Tama Dahain, Tama Chibi Dahain. Neither one's reason is the same. Now it should say Tama the Reish Lokesh first, not Rabbi Yochanan. Tama Reish Lokesh Mishum Shu Eno Roy Lakabal Asroya. Reish Lokesh Shita throughout Shas Bab Yishami said Hasla Sofik, warning given in a doubtful situation, not a valid warning. So the witnesses who must warn him, his transgressor, about to transgress his Shavua, they can't know because he has the whole day to possibly transgress his Shavua or not transgress his Shavua. So therefore, they're after him Asura every single moment of the day in order to make sure it wasn't Asura or Suffolk, and that's simply not feasible. So if he's off the hook, okay? Says the Gemara, that's according to Rabbi Shlokish. Time again, switching. Rabbi Yochanan is Mishum Shubulosa Seshem Bo Maisa. There's no deed involved. And we only give Malkus on a lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa where you do something wrong. Here it's giving Malkus what you didn't do. You didn't eat it, not on what you did do, right? Says Amara, my napkin be named. What's the difference in Shundu opinion? Sofa Vishlichayam, if you burnt it and threw it into the fire. Itay Mishum Shane Roy the Kabbalah, sir, it's because you can't get warning. So Potter. You can't get warning. That's raw suffix. There was never a confident warning. So every remain exempt. And then it's because, however, you're going to say, Neshu Belosa, I say, because it's but there was no mice in this lav. Areish ba mice. You just made a mice in the lav. What was the mice you made in committing this lav? Burning the bread. So therefore, you can be Chayev Malkus in this case. So according to him, you can be Areish ba mice, and you can be Chayev. Rabbi Pinchas boy, Rabbi Pinchas asked, "Hey, Isnis, what if a guy was allergic to bread? And he took a shvua, he's going to eat the bread today. Or that he ate the bread in the past, actually. So, since he cannot do it in the future, right? Because it's dangerous for him. He can't eat it, right? So, what about a shvua in the past? According to Rabbi Akiva, can he at least make a shvua in the past that he ate bread or not ate bread? So we say, because he can't make a shvua in the future, which is binding upon him, so too he can't make a shvua in the past, which is binding upon him. The sad reason that it's reflexive, because we always said it's reflexive till now, but that's his question. Okay, Rabbi Yossi boy, Rabbi Yossi has shvua, 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 shlo ochal. What, in Christmas, it didn't say, like it says in the Mishnah, shvua, kikar, shlo ochal, kikar, zu. But he just said, and then shvua, shlo ochal, leno. And then shvua, shlo ochal, leno. But he said, shvua, 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 three times. So then does he transgress three Yisur? Our Mishnah says he only transgressed once. Why is that in our Mishnah? Why is he only transgresses once? Because it's sequential in Ein Yisur Chalal Yisur. Once the first Shavua took effect, the next two can't take effect anymore. Right? But what about if he tried to do all three at once? You know, B'bas Achas, does that work? That's a Mar's question. Nobody translates, interprets the Gemara's question like that, but they're all wrong. Says the Gemara, without marifim. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yossi, Berbrebun, Dishmini Min Adot, so remember, Shavu Shalo Ocha Kikar Zu, not going to eat this little bread, Shavu Shalo Ocha, Shavu not going to eat it, Shavu Shalo Ocha, Shavu Ocha, Chayav Ha'az only liable one, Mideshi is Kuzu, because he set off the first Shavua, chronologically by saying this, and then afterwards he added two on. But if you didn't say the word zoo to set up the first shvua, chayav kol achas v'achas is chayav three prohibitions. Okay? Now let's just go to the next mission, the stuff we had in the dorim already. Avima yachui the chayfa. Avima the brother of Haifa, the chayfa, Omer said, Shamoshes bin the dorim, Shamoshes bin shvuas. I learned the dorim and learned shvuas. Boy, chayfa miftikinei. So his brother chayfa wanted to check him out. He said like this, Hayfun of Chamish Korn, you had five loaves in front of you. Varmer is a riddle. Varmer Shvul Shaokha Kikazu. Shvul, I'm going to eat this bread, a piece of bread. V'chazam Rav Shtaymil. He said, okay, this and the one next to it, too. V'chazam Rav Shlosha Elu. He said, three. V'chazam Rav Amar Arbo Elu, four. V'chazam Rav Chamish Elu. V'chani ate, and it should say instead of Rishon, Achal Kulam. He ate all of them. How much is he? How many Yisrim did he transgress? How many Yisrim did he transgress? Sounds like five, right? You failed. Armly Chayav Kol Achas Ba'Achas. He's live for each and every one. That's what Chayav's brother said to him, right? Avimi said. Armly said, "Ain't a Chayav Al Achas." Not true. Only one prohibition. Mikem Achizkir Love Shvua Asah Kenevela. Once he made the first one also by himself, vis-a-vis him, it's a nevela, right? And then from there on, it's kemechel shvuah seisurim. Remember the Ushan learned last night. If you include within your shvuah, even though it's a shvuah which is kela, but your play rate, you say like 10 days, including one of which is Yom Kippur. So too when you said the two chalas are aser, including the one which are already asered. So that is, it's true. It's kela an additional one, but since you specified the two loaves and one of the loaves is aser already. So then, according to Rishonim, it's not a true koilo, and therefore, it's considered to be that the second shvuah doesn't take effect. So ultimately, all your shvuahs, only the first shvuah took effect. All the other ones are meaningless. So only transgress one prohibition. Okay? Says the Gemara, "Vengeful chayus yisrael." Chazal chayfa be'abaki. Now chayfa asks him the other way around. He had fire in front of him, five loaves. I'm going to eat these five loaves. They said, I'm going to eat these four loaves. Three. Two. He said this one. He ate all five. Right? So, here the shvuah is that I shalosh ocha. It says shvuah ocha, but it's really shvuah that he shouldn't eat. And he ate all five. So now so he asked him how many chayef. So he said ain't chayef alachas. Now he was careful. He said only liable to one, right? So he said not true. Amalei chayef kol achas v'achas. He's liable for each and every one. Because ilu mishamar shvuah ocha meish kikrim. The shvuah is not to eat five loaves. But that means if you only ate four loaves, you'd be potter, right? So the shvuah is not to eat five loaves. So when you ask yourself four loaves, that's a shvuah does take effect. And that doesn't, it's not a shvuah on three loaves, because then you only transgress if you eat all four. When you made the next shvuah not to eat three loaves, so then that's a new shvuah. So if you ate all five loaves, you transgress five shvuahs. Okay? So Elam Bishomer Shvushal Chamesh Kriyim V'achol Arba, and he only ate four. Shem ain't no potter. So therefore, each was separate. On Rabbi Yisrael said, "Mistaber Kachui the Chayfa Bachraisa." Chayfa was wrong in the last case, meaning his brother was right that when a guy says a shvuah I'm not going to eat one, five, a shvuah I'm not going to eat four, a shvuah I'm not going to eat three, and so on and so forth, he means each one independently. It doesn't mean a shvuah. I only transgress a shvuah if I eat all five. It means if I eat any one of the five, I transgress the shvuah. So therefore, you're ready. So the only transgress is one shvuah by eating any one of the five. Okay? Because once he already took the first shvuah, asking all five on himself independently, as it were, Even though he said five, what he means is each of the five independently. So therefore, any subject shkua doesn't take effect. So his brother, Taka, passed the b'china on the second one. He flunked on the second one. But on the first one, he was right. And the first thing he said, he was correct in that once he made one of them usher and then included that in subsequent shvus, enes achal iser, the next shvus are null and void. Okay? All right, we'll stop here for this evening. And to tomorrow, I prepared to Amud Beis, but I have Rachmanis on myself.